This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No truth to the rumor that my dog Guinness, the golden retriever mix, can do that very same thing. Bravo. That is really funny. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us on the show. If you are traveling, here is that ominous warning again. Be careful. The storm could disrupt your holiday travel plans, especially if you're flying, but even if you're driving. I've said this before because I know I've been in this situation, and many times I did not have that emergency number or the backup plan, and then found myself frantically running from one ticket counter to another. You don't want to end up in this situation. So the forecast is getting trickier. Winter storm is going to really hit a lot of people. Brace for it, people. Dangerous conditions. I just talked to my friend today in Buffalo. She was running to walk her dog, get another walk-in, and she said she's never seen anything like it. She grew up in Buffalo and said, yes, they've had snow, and people always talk about the amount of snow in Buffalo and in the areas around it in New York, but she said she's never seen the temperatures that they're talking about, the just incredible temperatures and things that we haven't seen in a very long time, where you're dipping 20 degrees within an hour, which is crazy. In West Fargo, North Dakota, there's a little hardware store that's popular, Ostrom's. I saw a quote from them where they said they're going through all their snow shovels, snow blowers, ice melts, everything. They said they had no shovels on their racks. I am not surprised by that. In North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper already signed a state of emergency to begin preparations for icy conditions and high winds that'll hit there on Friday and continue through the weekend. In Texas, because of the trauma of last winter, that really smacked the state's power grid to the brink of collapse, stranding millions of people without electricity and freezing conditions, and it ended up contributing to the deaths of almost 250 people. They're all over that one, too, saying what to do, be careful, etc., assuring people that there's not going to be that repeat disaster. And demand is projected to be at its highest on Friday morning, even though Texas isn't going to see maybe much snow or ice, but the temperatures are going to drop into the single digits in parts of the state. 9 degrees, less than 9 degrees. You know, you look at Minnesota, a place like Duluth, they know they're going to get snow. But, and they had a blizzard last week, 24 and 30 inches of snow, which is crazy. The strong winds and the snow, and what's that going to do to power infrastructure? Major power outages predicted there. They're worried about that. In Milwaukee, strong snow blowing winds. I know people are listening to us in that area. A hazard for this coming storm. And so they're preparing people for the storm and the cold. You know, it's Wisconsin. They have cold snaps. They do know what to do, but you got to get things in play. And you have to remind people of it, right? You have to remind them that this is coming, so how ready are you? And the answer is you can never be ready enough because when the power goes out, and even if you have a backup generator, and maybe you do, and that's a good thing, but sometimes something happens there. And so the bottom line is I'm looking at the snowfall. I'm looking at the wind chill. Oh, boy. And it is crazy. I mean, yeah, it's wintertime, but it is crazy, crazy, crazy. And I think when you look at flying and then you got the holidays combined and you already know that there are flights that are canceled, you have to have some kind of a contingency there. That's for sure. All right. It was all about the contingency of I got to get some more money in here and I have to raise awareness. So President Zelensky urged Congress as he was in Washington speaking to continue to support Ukraine. He said your money is not charity. It's an investment. He delivered his remarks in English, and closed with happy and victorious new year and got a standing ovation and lots of cheers. There is some trepidation from some in Congress, especially some Republicans in the House, saying they don't want to just write blank checks, although he did ask Congress to approve nearly $50 billion in additional aid to his country, saying that swift passage would not only stop Russian influence in the region, but preserve democracy as a whole. So he addressed a joint session of Congress, spoke for about 25 minutes, and talked about, you know, the safety and stability of Ukraine. And he made the impact, I think, by delivering it in English more than if it had been translated from Ukrainian, realizing that it's the native tongue of in the United States, and especially Congress. And so that made sense. And he took those 25 minutes, and that's exactly what he did. So hours after the president of Ukraine was there, There was legislation carrying about $50 billion in the assistance, but it ground to kind of a halt in the Senate. Senators left the Capitol on Wednesday night without holding a vote on a broad government funding package containing Ukraine aid and a bunch of other initiatives. There's been an impasse over immigration policy, and that was eating up a lot of time. So they got to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the week. At least that's the hope. And all of that is mixed into it. I mean, look, this is going into the second year in 2023 for Ukraine. And in the eastern Donbass region, it's really, really been a nasty war, losses on both sides, heavy, heavy losses. And, you know, there is more hope than fear, but we're still seeing what's happening there. Senator Mitch McConnell said, "The most important thing going on in the world is to beat the Russians in Ukraine. Fortunately, they have a leader that everyone can look up to and admire, and also it's nice to have something here at the end of the year that we actually agree on." So while there were some Republicans who were hesitant about how much money, people like Mitch McConnell were saying, for the most part, look, we agree on this. And even though there are others that are saying we shouldn't be paying for the war. So we'll see what happens in this bill, because that has to be passed first and foremost, and that hasn't been yet, because that's part of it. It's part of our spending deal, and that has to go through, or there's a government shutdown. All right, coming up next, we're headed to the Man Cave to talk some sports.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Okay, Woman Cave, so I'm here after all. By the way, I have a new book coming out, Invade the Man Cave. It's updated, so it's the original book, but it's updated as to what's happening in the sports world now even more. There's actually a little soccer in there. I took some heat for not having soccer in the original Man Cave, just brief mentions of it. But you can bet I mentioned it this time around, so never, ever fear. Big stories. What are the big stories? Well, we're close to the playoffs, so there are teams that could kind of mess up the playoff field. Six teams are already in the playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, Minnesota Vikings, San Francisco 49ers, and the Cowboys, really. But there are more teams that could become a matchup nightmare for their opponents when the playoffs begin, but they have to get there. So, you know, you look at in the playoff mix, for example, the Chargers, right? And will the Chargers make it? Justin Herbert is still one of the great young quarterbacks with what the Chargers can do and what they can set up, meaning what they can do with their running back and what they can do defensively. That's going to really tell the tale. The Miami Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa, they're on a three-game losing streak heading into a Christmas Day matchup against the Packers in Miami. So at 8-6, this is really big as to whether or not they can close the gap and get in there. And, boy, if you talk to any Packer fans, they feel like they can run the table. At least Aaron Rodgers does. So they have to run the table if they're going to get anywhere and be able to make it in there. What's really crazy is the Lions. They've won 6 of their last 7 games, including over the Giants and the Jets in New York and the Vikings. They almost pulled off an upset of Buffalo last month. They lost 28-25. They're number 9 in the NFC. So wins over the Panthers and the Bears in the next 2 weeks could put them in position. But what about Green Bay? You know, against the Packers in the Green Bay in the finale. But who knows? I mean, anything's possible. This season has been that kind of a season of, I can't believe this just happened, because it is unexplainable, some of the losses, some of the crazy comebacks, all of that. But the Philadelphia Eagles, though, it's been quite a year. In fact, it's no surprise that they have 8 players in the first, you know, in that they lead the way with 8 players in the Pro Bowl because of the way they've played, and it includes quarterback Jalen Hurts. And many of these are all first Pro Bowl games for them. So the rosters were announced for the NFC and the AFC on Wednesday. Players from both conferences compete in skills competitions, and then there's a flag football game on Sunday, February 5th in Las Vegas. They eliminated the full contact all-star game in September, which makes sense. It was ridiculous. So this way, it may be more fun. We'll see, because it's the first time we kind of get the feel of that. And Kansas City and Dallas had 7 players chosen for the game, too. San Francisco and Baltimore, 6. Only 2 teams, Jacksonville and Chicago, aren't represented on the initial rosters, because remember, they can pick some players. The coaches can do that. And there were definitely some snubs and whatnot. It's a big deal, I think, still for a player to be selected to the Pro Bowl because of what it means of the kind of season that they've had, after all, right? And so there you go. That's part of it. Part of a career in sports is being in the Hall of Fame. So the Basketball Hall of Fame for 2023, they have an interesting candidate list. Dwayne Wade, Paul Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki. Boy, I watched Dirk play a lot and talked to him a lot, interviewed him a lot. Tony Parker, also a great player for San Antonio. Greg Popovich, Pop, the longtime coach of San Antonio. So, you know, you look at the first-timers, Dirk and Tony and Paul and D-Wayne, they're all expected, I can't imagine. Popovich may be a big surprise. When would they allow the Hall to list him as a candidate? So that's a big moment, I think, for him. We'll see what happens, but it is always a big deal to get into the Hall of Fame, and players, of course, players want that to happen. All right, Brittany Griner, remember, she just got released after all of what happened in Russia, after she was detained in Russia, and she's part of that prisoner swap between the U.S. and that country. So she's telling her supporters to not lose hope, you know, because she was wrongfully detained in Russia, and she's encouraging them to write to fellow hostage Paul Whelan. So she posted a handwritten note on Instagram thanking the people who sent her letters during the 10 months she was in prison on drug charges. And she said, please do that for him, because I never lost hope. You helped me. I never lost hope because of that. And apparently one of the things she wants to do is fight for Americans who are wrongfully detained, she says, and reunite them with their families. So we'll see where that goes. And the Paul Whelan thing is really sad. She's going to continue to advocate for him and for, like I said, other Americans to be rescued and returned to their families. That 10 months
was really quite a shakeup. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, she's released because there was so much back and forth. And supposedly it was getting closer and closer and closer, but that was months ago. And then it finally happened. Something else that also jumped up on my radar. I mean, we talked about Pro Bowl rosters and the Eagles and, you know, all of that. Is National Signing Day is a big deal, and it's hard to know what superstar high school player is going to emerge as an incredible college player, but it's a big deal for these colleges, obviously. Alabama, the Crimson Tide. I mean, there is no better recruiter than Nick Saban, and the record of the Crimson Tide speaks for itself. So with their recruiting, they have 6 5-star prospects. 6 5-star prospects. And they held on to Caleb Downs, the number one safety in the nation. They landed Keon Keeley, who's somebody that was talked about a lot, and other incredible prospects. The number one team in the country, Georgia, and the reigning national champs they are, of course, they had a good signing day. They flipped running back Kyron Jones from NC State to round out their class. But they the big news was edge rusher Damon Wilson out of Florida, a player who Ohio State was thought to be the favorite, but the Dogs got the late push and kept him in the Southeast. How about that? In Oregon, after losing a blue-chip quarterback prospect to start off the week, they were really upset about Dante Moore. They were able to pull off a couple of other good moves, including 5-star safety Peyton Bowen. And, of course, you can read about all these moves because depending on where you went to school or maybe who you just root for, you know how it is to go through all these recruits and look who signed and try to figure out if they're gonna be any good for these schools, because they got to make the leap from high school. The ones that are purely high school, they not a college flip, but a high school. How they make the transition there, and then boy, when you get drafted into the NFL, making the transition from college to the NFL is something. I covered enough football in my life and had enough players, had a couple of players show me their playbooks, you know, like, hey, try to make sense of this. And it was like Greek alphabet to me. I was like reading it like, you're kidding me. And they're so thick, the amount of plays and just what you have to learn and know in a quick amount of time. I don't cry any tears for them, though, of course, because some of them have incredible careers. And part of the deal is knowing the systems and making that leap. All right, we're making the leap to the other side. A couple of great authors, including next, you're going to love these two, Casey and Todd Gent. They are awesome. Stay tuned. Don't miss their conversation about their 6 books.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News update. The Biden administration said Wednesday it will be releasing doses of prescription flu medicine from the Strategic National Stockpile to states as flu-sickened patients continue to flock to hospitals and doctor offices around the country. This year's flu season has hit hard and early. Some people may be noticing bare shelves at pharmacies and grocery stores when they make a run for over-the-counter medicines as cases have spiked. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that the flu has resulted in 150,000 hospitalizations and 9,300 deaths so far this season. Since her loss in the Arizona governor's race, Republican Carrie Lake has claimed the election was stolen and promised bombshells showing she was the rightful winner. But on the first day of the trial in her election challenge today, her lawyers alleged small bore problems that didn't appear to show the widespread intentional misconduct she would need to prove. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Yeah, boy.
Pleased I am to welcome to the show two really, really neat people, Casey and Todd Gent. And there's actually 6 books that have been published about Pee-wee and Buddy. I just want you to think about dogs, and I want you to think about how much I love dogs. And so you can just imagine what this series is to me. And one of the books we're going to talk about is The Life and Canine Times of Pee-wee and Buddy, all of them, actually, and what it means to the readers, how this all came about, and how this father and daughter decided to hook up and put this all together. So first of all, welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So, Todd, let's talk about, and you can hear Todd there, Todd, let's talk about, first of all, the book is based on Kobe, who's your son and who's Casey's brother, obviously, and he suffered with cystic fibrosis and passed away in 2008, but he really persevered through so much and was had such an impact, obviously, on your family. Tell me about him.
Well, he might have been the funniest person I've ever been around that I met his sister. But he had a determination that he wasn't going to let cystic fibrosis, you know, define him. But the funny thing about him, for 18 months, we didn't know he had it. My wife and I knew something was kind of a little bit wrong. Wasn't gaining weight and all that kind of stuff. And we basically got diagnosed. And back in 1981. And so anyway, here we go. They tell us, well, we don't know how long he'll be around. Maybe 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. We can't really tell you. And I said, well, we're not going to throw him away. And of course, they said, no, this is a serious deal. I said, well, I understand it is, but what do we got to do? So we did everything they said to do. Well, we kept him active as much, but that wasn't hard to do because he was active, and that helped him a lot. And he just persevered and had a great sense of humor. And, you know, he basically grew up in a hospital. And when he came around 12 years old, it looked about not going to be around much longer type thing. And all of a sudden they decided, well, let's see. They're doing these double lung transplants now on cystic fibrosis patients. So we'd like to give them an opportunity. So I told him, you're going to have to make this decision. And he looked at me and he said, well, I'll tell you what, Daddy, why don't we give it a try? And he said, they can learn on me, if anything. Well, I'll be darned, that little sucker went on and got 16 plus years after that.
Wow.
And they did learn a lot from him. We actually had moved to North Carolina for a while, and that's where we had the transplant done because they wasn't doing any in Texas at the time. We were patients at Children's Medical Center and Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. And so we go to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and we become adopted Tar Heels, and we got to keep him, like I said, for 29 plus years.
Wow. What a great story. What a great legacy for him. And that's part of this series and these books. So I'm going to jump to Casey. Casey, tell me about these rescue dogs and their stories and how this came to be.
Well, they both lived to be 18 years old, and Buddy was the victim of a hit and run, so he lost a leg. He's got he's missing one leg, but he says he has three others that work just fine. And he was a dog that I actually had, and then Kobe had little Pee-wee, the Corgi Dachshund mix. And my brother, just sometimes when he wasn't feeling too good, and same for me, the dogs are always there for you. They don't discriminate. They love you unconditionally. They're so excited to see you no matter what. And that's what we talk about, how from the dog's point of view, how they see, you know, humans can be kind of ridiculous sometimes, but they do go through the loss. Pee-wee loses Kobe. They call him the best friends, not their masters. And Buddy dealing with the legs, and they get made fun of, but they stick together. I'm a coach's kid, so I'm all about the teamwork. And so just going through, they go from the beach to the country and all the different landscapes, the cultures, the different animals. And it's just the way they adapt, and they do it by sticking together and showing others kindness.
I love that. So, Todd, for you to collaborate with your daughter on this, what's that been like?
It's been a blast. We do a lot of laughing, and we like to go out to the store sometimes. Actually, there was one yesterday, and I said, gee, look how cheerful everyone is. Well, we didn't see a smile with anybody. So we have our own little sense of humor, and we'll put voices to them, to the people and their kind of attitudes. And we come back to, we got a little office, we call it the swamp, and we come back and we just kind of laugh about how sad people look. But the dogs, when we come back into the house, the two that we have now, you think we've been gone for 3 years, and we might only have been gone for maybe 15 minutes. You know, how they treat you and all that. And so we bounce off of each other very good, Casey and I do. And I've just had the best time doing this. And, you know, get to work with your daughter. You know, we don't argue around or anything. We just kind of throw our opinions out, and it's kind of scary, I guess. We might be kind of one mind thinking on some of this stuff.
I love it. It's
been so much fun because I'm kind of scared. I think she might have too much of me in her, not enough of her mother. But she does have a great sense of humor, and she and her brother did live with each other for a good while, and I've never seen anybody as loyal to a brother as Casey was to Kobe. And I used to tell her all the time, I said, you're going to have to let him go. I mean, this is when he was still around. I said, you need to get out there in your own world. I said, well, but Daddy, I like him. I like being with him. And she feels this beat to always help him and that kind of thing. But he just to see that, to see how she was with him, well, she puts it in these books the same way. And I just feel honored to get to be able to do this.
Casey, when in putting these lessons together, like you have the Life and Times, Pee Wee and Buddy, Dog Adoption Day, you've got one in Spanish even, Have a Visitor, Go to Trades Day. I mean, it's so funny and so fun. So, Casey, as you write these books and put them together, what are you hoping people and kids will walk away with by reading the books?
I would love for them to just learn that everybody is different and everybody can be treated equal. And with loving kindness, teaching good old-fashioned manners, I've heard my dad my whole life come home and talk about the kids that he can just tell aren't having a good home life. And I know what it's like to escape in a good book. And if they can do that through Pee Wee and Buddy and learn that maybe it's not so bad out there, but it's how you respond to the issues. Even if they are negative, you can respond positively. And for people to take that away, just, you know, sometimes you need some love and teamwork and find you some good friends that can do that. And it may be away from your home, but that's okay too. And so through all the issues, moves, loss, anxiety, new places and people, you can choose how you respond, and it can always be in a great way.
Nice. Todd, what do you say about that? Same thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree with all of that because this stuff is going to happen to people, and you've got to adapt. And if you have a hard time doing that, maybe you don't have the resources or the tools, you got to find them or you're just not going to make it. And so we're hoping with these books at this younger age, I mean, they start putting them out there playing T-ball and things like that at, you know, 3 and 4 years old. Well, let's start putting other things in there. And hey, I coached for over 40 years. And I know how important self-image is to kids. And the earlier they can get it, the better. Because we get this false reading sometimes that, you know, everybody's got the next, you know, Tom Brady. Well, it just ain't that way. And, you know, and how you deal with it is when things don't go your way is a big, major thing. You just got to adapt and keep on going.
Absolutely. So all these 6 books, you can get them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and will you keep pumping them out? Will you go with for a 7th one?
We're working on it right now.
Of course you are. I love it. You guys are terrific. And again, you can get the books, like I said, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you so much, Casey and Todd Gent. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. This has been fun. Yeah, it's more fun getting dirty.
You two are awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see Stan Yaki somewhere on the tube or on the screen. You know, it was a couple of years ago when we talked to him about his adventures outdoors and in the kitchen, and I'll tell you what, I have used a couple of his recipes over and over and over again, and I hope you will too. So the first thing is, we want to talk a little bit about his book and about his new adventures as well. The book, Some Southern Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, a collection of Southern adventures and recipes, and this guy has really had some crazy adventures, that's for sure. Stan, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to talk to you again.
So, first of all, one thing that I wanted to talk about is how did you get into the outdoors so much? Because your career certainly wasn't an outdoor career.
No. Starting when I was, you know, about knee-high to a grasshopper, as they say, my parents were both avid outdoors people and loved to fish in particular and hunt birds. So that's what I did growing up, was be exposed to various fishing, a lot of saltwater fishing, and then later we got into trout fishing. And then when I was old enough to walk around and then shoot a gun, we got into bird hunting. So a little bit at a time, it just evolved.
And with that outdoor adventures of you going and pursuing, whether it's birds or fish or shellfish or small and big game, there is something about what you kill and then what you eat. And that's really important to you, isn't it?
Yes. You know, my philosophy has always been, if you're not going to eat it, don't kill it. And you can't eat antlers. And so, you know, it's not critical that you shoot the biggest antlered deer in the forest or elk or whatever. Shoot something that you're going to be able to harvest and, you know, bring home with you.
Yeah, makes sense to me. So you and I talked, when we talked off the air, I said, you got to give us an easy recipe. Give us an easy recipe that right now people are listening, they can get your book and say, okay, I can make this, I can do this.
Oh, anybody can do this recipe. In the book, it's bass, but you could also use tilapia or flounder. You could use basically any white flesh fish fillet, and you marinate it in a mixture of vegetable juice, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, and some basil pesto. And you mix all that together, and then you marinate the fish fillets in that for, you know, several hours. And then you pull it out and basically poach it, the fillets. And then guess what? On the side, you're making brown rice with some blackened or Cajun seasoning. And you add, at the end of the cooking cycle, you add in the leftover juice from the marinade and stir that together. And you have what I call Ogeechee red rice. Ogeechee coming from the river in Georgia where we grew, where we lived in the late 90s, early 2000s, the Ogeechee River. And so it's Ogeechee red rice with the bass marinated in the vegetable juice, and it's absolutely delicious.
Mmm. You know, and it's it is delicious. And another one that you talk about that I like, because I like shrimp and shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
mixing that together, I've always been a shrimp. Since I've been in the South, shrimp and grits I love. And you mix all that in, and it's an incredibly, I think it's healthy, but it's a really good recipe, and it even includes Brussels sprouts. You're a big Brussels sprouts guy, right?
I am indeed. I am indeed. Yeah, and most of the time people aren't going to combine mushrooms with seafood, unless, you know, maybe a fettuccine or something. But back in the day, we actually grew shiitake mushrooms in our backyard, and came out with some very large specimens. some about 6 inches wide and an inch thick. And we had a bunch of them all the time. And so I said, well, we got to do something fun with these things. And so one of the recipes, as you mentioned, is shrimp and shrooms, where we take advantage of the delicious shiitake mushrooms with the delicious shrimp that I was able to catch down in the local creek. And that's how that came about.
Nice. So you have a couple of books, and you know, now you also have a focus on adapting the books that it, I think, too, you and I also talked about this, would make a wonderful television show. I mean, even maybe something else. You know, it could be a full-length deal. But I think about some of the shows that are out there. Tell me about that. Are you excited about all those possibilities?
Oh, indeed. As a matter of fact, I've already had one happen and another one scheduled that is pitches to Hollywood producers to adapt the books into either a TV series, as you mentioned, or a documentary of sorts. That chronicle all of these adventures, both outdoors and in the kitchen, obviously, you know, throughout the course of the books, between the first book, some adventures outdoors, and the second book, some southern adventures outdoors. There are 40 adventures that, you know, would basically cover two seasons to start with. And I could write more very quickly.
Yeah, and the recipes are so darn good, too, yeah.
Yeah, and so I have started, or I have adapted the books to screenplay format, Hollywood prefers that they be done by union professionals, so we're in the process of having that done as well. But with any luck at all, we'll be talking about the TV series here pretty soon.
Nice. I can see it too, because it's exciting. It's what's out there, how you get it, and then how you make it, and making it all make sense. And the adventures have to be crazy. And I know you've had so many wild adventures of all the places that you've gone. What's your favorite place that you've ever gone to hunt or fish? I know that's a tough question.
That's a tough question. probably one of my most favorite fishing destinations was Nia Bay, Washington. That's way out on the northwestern tip of the Olympic Peninsula, on the Maka Indian Reservation. And when I was a kid, we started going there and looking for salmon of various species, all the way from humpback or sockeye salmon, all the way up to the king salmon. And then there were lots of different kinds of rockfish or bottom fish. And it was just a wonderful, fun place to go visit. And really, really enjoyed it. Had many experiences there. Several of which are chronicled in the books.
Yeah, absolutely. And you give a lot of credit to your wife, Susan. You talk about the fact that, you know, hunting and fishing and, you know, she completely embraced all that. And so she encouraged it, right?
Yes, yes. Mostly, interestingly enough, while she did go fishing with me several times, not hunting, she basically encouraged me to get out of the house, get out of the office, because of the stress of the office, et cetera. You know, get out and, you know, relax a little bit, do what you enjoy doing, even if I'm not there, and then bring us home something, because, you know, she really did enjoy the game and fish that I brought home. And then she would laugh and giggle and watch me try to cook it until I was able to master some of the techniques. She thought that was pretty funny.
Well, the first step for people listening, we can't wait to see how this, and I know it's going to pop up on the screen somewhere, I know it, but go get this book, Some Southern Adventures Outdoors and in the Kitchen, and as Stan said, you weave in the tale, so you really tell us and bring it full circle for sure. This has been fun for you, hasn't it?
It has. I've really enjoyed the journey. I've learned a lot, and you know, hope to, as you say, adapt it to the screen and keep writing books as the opportunities present themselves.
There you go. Well, the best of luck always, Stan Yockey. You can get his book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks, Stan.
Thank you, Kate. Happy holidays, and we will meet you in the kitchen.
I like it. Thanks, Stan.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.